So, hello. Let's look at some of the functions of membrane proteins. From a previous episode, you now know that membrane proteins are embedded in the phospholipid bilayer between the phospholipids, and there are different functions that membrane proteins now can have. Of course, this depends on where you can find the membrane and what the purpose of the membrane is. And there are many, many different membrane proteins around. And so what I'm going to show you here now is some possible functions. And I'm not saying that all membranes all do all of them. Of course not. But that's simply an overview. Okay. And again, here it's sometimes easier if you are able to follow along using a drawing. And at least you also have to know them, because sometimes there can be a multiple choice question which asks, okay, which one of the following is not a function of a membrane protein, or which ones are a function of a membrane proteins, or they might ask, okay, list three functions of a membrane protein. Okay, so things like this could be there, could come, and therefore it's a good thing simply to also memorize a list of possible functions. And I'm going to go through this now, and we're going to start off now with the first possible function, so-called a hormone receptor. For example, a receptor for insulin. So there is this protein inside a membrane in some of the cells. Okay, those cells that actually respond to insulin. Insulin is able to bind against this membrane protein, and then this sends on the other side of the protein, which is inside the cell. This sends a signal, a chemical signal, to the nucleus to tell the cell to do something. Yeah? So hormone receptor is one thing. Yeah? Another possible function of a membrane protein could be cell-to-cell adhesion. And the name of such a protein could be a cadherin. And that's an integral protein. And this integral protein holds cells together. So those proteins interlock with each other, and they link up to each other, and then this kind of makes sure that the cells they stick together. Okay. A next possible example, and this is really important for people who are in high-level biology, because we're going into more detail here, but everyone should at least know it, is called for electron transport, a function for electron transport, cytochrome C. Okay, that is also a protein, and this one is important in the mitochondria to carry electrons because to release energy. Okay, so electron transport proteins are important. Also, another next example could be that some proteins act as enzymes. Enzymes, they catalyze chemical reactions. They speed up certain chemical reactions, and some of them of these enzymes, like for example, cytochrome oxidase. That's just the name, okay? Is an enzyme which is connected to a membrane. Also, for example, in the digestive system, some cells of the intestine, they have enzymes, and when food passes by, then the food is digested by these enzymes. Okay? So the next one is pretty important now, okay? There are proteins for which are pumps for active transport. I'm going to talk a little bit more about active transport and passive transport later on, but there are so-called protein pumps, and those protein pumps are there to actively, this means using energy, to pump substances across the membrane. Okay, so if you want to make sure that there is a certain substance which is taken up into the cell or given off from the cell, and we want to make sure that this really happens quickly, and then sometimes there are these protein pumps there, which are specific to the substances that they want to pump. Okay, this requires energy in the form of ATP, and this actively transports substances from one side of the membrane to another side of the membrane. And another one is a channel protein. That's the next function. There are so also certain channel proteins there, and those channel proteins are like kind of holes in, if you would like to say holes is a bad expression, channels inside the membrane. This allows substances to diffuse passively through the channel protein. So if there is a high concentration on one side of the membrane and a lower concentration on the other side, this is called a concentration gradient. This is really important that we have this. If this is there, then the substances want to go from an area of high concentration to an area of lower concentration. This process is called diffusion, but normally they can't, because there is a phospholipid bilayer membrane there. Certain salts, for example, they cannot go through the bilayer. But if there is a channel protein there now, then the substances can diffuse through the channel protein. And this type of diffusion, which requires a channel protein, is known as facilitated diffusion or facilitated transport. And it does not require any extra energy. But again, I'm going to talk about this in a different episode. So this was already it. So a short summary again of membrane proteins, hormone receptors, cell-to-cell adhesion, electron transport, immobilized enzymes, pumps for active transport, and channels for facilitated diffusion. So there are six possible, maybe even there are even more, but I'm going to talk about these. I've talked about these six possible functions of membrane proteins. Just membrane proteins. Later on in a different chapter, I'm going to talk about protein function. And there are, of course, overall, there are many more functions that proteins do. But here, these are only the membrane proteins that we have. Okay, I think that's it. All the best. Bye-bye.